News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the Northeast, New England in particular, struggling to get back on their feet following yesterday's strong storm that knocked out power to hundreds of thousands, flooding roads and bringing down trees.
In Cape Natick, Maine, station WMTW recorded waves crashing on the shoreline. Monday's storm forced flight cancellations, school closures, and killed at least four people. The National Weather Service says by mid-morning, more than 5 inches of rain fell in parts of New Jersey and northeastern Pennsylvania, and wind gusts reached nearly 70 miles an hour along the southern New England shoreline. In Hingham, Massachusetts, an 89-year-old man was killed when high winds caused a tree to fall on a trailer. I'm Donna Warner.
With Iran-backed rebels in Yemen showing no sign of quitting their attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea, a 10-nation coalition has been formed to confront the problem, the coalition led by the U.S. Saying that his state has no choice, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signing several bills aimed at tightening security along the southern border. There's more funds for border barriers, more power for police and the courts. In a few hours from now, a private Washington funeral for former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
The public paid their respects to O'Connor yesterday inside the Supreme Court's Great Hall. She made history as the first woman justice when she was nominated by President Ronald Reagan in 1981 and confirmed to the nation's highest court. Today, a private funeral will be held at the Washington National Cathedral. The service will feature tributes from President Biden and Chief Justice John Roberts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stock futures higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures are up 84 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 22. S&P futures 10 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting.
This Gabe's a Key News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Hold on to your wallet, your power bill, it's about to go up. Yeah, first of the year, Happy New Year. The Public Utilities Commission of Nevada giving NV Energy the go-ahead to increase its electric rates to pay for projects that improved its power grid for Southern Nevada customers. Company officials say they're still analyzing the rate approval and don't yet know the exact impact on customers, but they confirmed the service charge on your bill is increasing $6 a month to $18.50. Now, the improvement projects included in the rate increase included upgrading transmission and distribution lines, replacing older wooden poles with metal poles, and undergrounding certain overhead lines. The company said it also expects fuel costs to come down going into the new year, with those savings being passed along to customers during quarterly adjustments. With a vacancy rate nearing 50%, the Hughes Center office complex near the Sphere is facing an uncertain future. Local real estate experts say while being close to the Las Vegas Strip used to be a plus for office space, it's now considered a minus due to increased traffic and added entertainment options in the area, like the Sphere. Officials say due to its age and location, the Hughes Center is no longer prime real estate. Summerlin, Henderson, and areas that border on the 215 Beltway are now where companies want to be. And congrats to the Bishop Gorman football team. They have been once again crowned. They are now the 2023 high school football national champions. It's the fourth time Bishop Gorman has won that mythical football national title, which is awarded by the Max Preps website. The Gales won three straight national titles from 2014 to 2016. Congratulations again to Bishop Gorman, the Gales. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Actually doing okay on our valley freeways right now. A decent flow, at least for now, up and down the resort corridor, especially I-15 southbound. You'll come up on the brake lights there near Spring Mountain on southbound 15. South end of town, injury accident on the surface streets. Cactus eastbound after Dean Martin Drive. Got a 40% chance of showers early today. Could roll in sometime between 8 o'clock and 2 this afternoon. Today's at high temperatures in the low 60s, 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shengang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, December 19th, the Tuesday before Christmas. Hope you got all your Christmas shopping done. It's going to get hairy out there between now and next Monday. I absolutely love books like this, books that that expose what maybe we didn't know about. And in this particular case, our first guest, Ashley Hayek, is the executive director of America First Works, the chief engagement officer for America First Policy Institute, and the author of a brand new book, Beat the Elites. Ashley joins us. Ashley, thanks for being a part of the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me about the book. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, a couple things. First of all, this year, as I was traveling across the country working on state legislation, because I really believe if we want to change the country, it starts in our state houses, I came across so many people who just felt so helpless by what was going on in government. And everyone asked, you know, what can I do about it? What can we do? And how do we get this elected official or that elected official to do whatever? And people have forgotten. I realized that power belongs to we the people. And then as you start watching what's been happening over the past 3 years, I'm a wife of a U.S. Marine. I'm a mom of five kids. There has never been so much disdain for the people from an administration, from the elites, from the bureaucrats in Washington as we're experiencing today. And I think that we're seeing that they know that we can't be suppressed unless we're struggling. So that's why they've allowed the borders to be open. They've moved our jobs to other countries. They're making it harder for Americans to make a living. And so it was time to expose, you know, the uniparty, the establishment, the elites in Washington, and really inspire people to reclaim their power.
Okay, let's cut to the chase. Who are the elites? Give me an example of the folks that you're talking about.
There are, unfortunately, dozens and dozens of examples. One that we're seeing right now is Hunter Biden, who doesn't think that he needs to, the laws don't apply to him. that he has been treated with kid gloves with the IRS whistleblowers. You know, they've testified already that anytime they tried to report or investigate, it was blocked. He's gotten, you know, double standard treatment. Remember when Peter Navarro did not, you know, abide by that subpoena, they tackled him in an airport. You know, Bannon had his home raided. They're not doing that with Hunter Biden. It's a complete double standard of the administration. Look at the school board parents. The school board parents who are labeled domestic terrorists by the Department of Justice for standing up for their kids. The Department of Justice is another example currently of the elites. And it's the bureaucrats in those departments and those agencies that are making these decisions. Even when the Trump administration was there, they were undermining. But this is two parties system. This is not just one. Look at Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, who went into Congress with a net worth of $7 million and left with $44 million. How did she get to $44 million net worth? That's the question. What about the people like Pete Buttigieg? She throws his bicycle in the back of his SUV, drives in his SUV to his location, then jumps out and rides his bike a few feet down the road while lecturing all of us about using clean energy. Or John Kerry, who takes his private jet. The list goes on and on and on. And really, the book has over 1,000 endnotes. That's how many examples we have of this double standard, this hypocrisy in the administration.
I'm curious to know how these elites develop. Is it a closely held club? Is it a bunch of people that are on a mission? How did these elites become elites?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think, you know, when you look at how this has developed over time, it's been gone on for over 50 years. They want power. I think you get to Washington and you see if they have power over the people and we're weaker, then they have more money. They have more privilege. They have more opportunity for themselves. And they've lost the idea that, again, like what this is supposed to actually be about. You know, I can't tell you how many times we've seen just even in the past year, no less the past 50 years, of how these elite crew have just continued to amass power and they carve out rules for themselves. And it's by keeping the rest of us weaker, they amass more power, obviously, and it continues to grow. And Donald Trump was the one who really started to expose all of this. And I think they would have continued to do this had it not been exposed through Donald Trump.
Your book talks about a lot of ways that the elites have reared their ugly heads. One is trying to divide us. As a society, can you talk a little bit about some of the divisions that you discovered in writing this book?
Well, yeah, they tried to divide us. They tried to take away our free speech, whether it's through COVID, where they destroyed our businesses, our small businesses. So corporations get to keep their businesses, but if you're a small business, you have to shut down. They locked down the non-essential businesses, if you recall. You know, when they shut down the pipeline and we now have to get our oil from somewhere else, we're no longer energy independent. So now you're taking away millions of jobs. That's another example. But I would say the biggest way that we've been divided between us and them, truly, is through the suppression of free speech. So Hunter Biden laptop story, big tech was able to suppress that story. Big media only reports on one side of the story. So there are numbers of examples. You know, they attack our faith. They attack our ability to parent. They say that our children belong to them. So there are so many examples where anytime they have someone who resists the elite or the establishment, they take away our rights. And until we start fighting back and unite, you know, as we the people, they're going to continue to try to exploit that.
Everybody and their brother wants to talk about Biden inflation. Is that another way that the elites are trying to have their way with us by essentially impoverishing us?
Absolutely it is. Because if you develop a constituency that's reliant upon the government, then you don't have freedom. You know, the only thing worse is it becomes a form of slavery when you're dependent upon the government for every single thing that you have. You have no freedom. You have no opportunity. You don't have the American dream. We've already seen polls that say that people feel like they don't have the American dream. You have a generation of, you know, millennials and younger who can't afford to buy a house, or may have bought a home, and that's going to be their house for a really long time. There's no opportunity for them to, you know, move out of their starter home because of Bidenflation and Bidenomics. The cost of living, people are having to choose between heating and eating. You have elderly people who are on a fixed income that now things are completely unaffordable, and they're having to go back to work. It's all part of suppressing the people, the American people, in order for them to gain more and more power.
Again, Ashley Hayek joining us, her new book, Beat the Elites. Where do people go to train to be an elite? And I guess I'm asking, does this begin in places like Ivy League schools, like Harvard and that? Is that where this all begins? Is that where these people get their training?
You know, I've always thought that it was the higher ed, but now we're starting to see it more even in elementary schools, which is actually quite terrifying. When you see the indoctrination, it's really Marxism. It's trying to take faith out of our schools. It's trying to tell kids that the color of your skin matters when they're starting really young, and brainwashing them. It's trying to tell them that there aren't two genders, for example, and taking away fairness in sports for girls. So I think it's actually starting at a much younger age. And if you're a parent, you need to open your eyes, you need to get involved, and you need to speak out. And then, yeah, I think a lot of parents also need to think about, where do you want to pay tuition? Do you want to send your kid to a Marxist school that believes in anti-Semitism? Or do you want to have freedom and give your kids the opportunity to understand what our country was truly founded upon? So I think it's everywhere. And then when you get to the swamp, I think you're surrounded by nothing but temptation. When you have the perks of being a congressional member, of having free alcohol delivery to your office, or you get a special carve out in your health care that the American people don't get under Obamacare. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama. So I think it just becomes irresistible to those leaders who have that access to power. And then they are pretty much bought and paid for by big pharma, big tech, big media, et cetera.
Ashley, in our final couple of minutes, how do we fight back as citizens and as the victims of these elites? How do we fight back?
So if you go to AmericaFirstWorks.com, we've created a neighborhood activist program, and we want to arm the American people on how to talk about these issues and how you can get involved, whether it's, you know, digitally, making sure you're sharing information, fact-based information with your neighbors at the community level. It's, you know, knocking doors. It's making phone calls. It's getting involved in the next election. It's paying attention to the policy and the state legislation. It's fighting for free choice school choice and opportunity. There's a number of ways to get involved. We'd love to get you plugged in. Also, in the book, at the end of each chapter, there's calls to action. So maybe you don't have the time to, you know, make the phone calls or knock on doors or, you know, do the social media posts. However, it's super easy. You go on the QR code and there's 5 different actions. You can sign up. It'll literally help you send an email to your congressional member, send a text message to your congressional member, do a phone call, et cetera. We try to make it as easy as possible so that anybody who wants to have a voice can have a voice and be involved in saving America.
Ashley, best of luck with the book. I certainly hope that you and your family have a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm sure we will talk down the road. Best of luck with the book, and keep us posted.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
There you go. Ashley Hayek joining us. The new book, Beat the Elites. It's available in better bookstores everywhere. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, less than a month out from the Iowa caucuses, we'll break down where Iowa stands, what it looks like on the ground.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers 0 down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince and I approve this message.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your hurry?
I just absolutely love it. I love it when we get to this point in the calendar year when we can break out the Christmas bumper music. I absolutely love it. It's weird when you do an interview with somebody you have not met. Ashley Hayek accounts among them. And it's interesting when they mention people that you're going to be featuring later on in the show. She mentioned Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, and also mentioned Liz Cheney, who was on with Brett Baer last night on Special Report. This is weird when she mentions two of the people that you're going to be highlighting over the course of the morning. But that's exactly what happened. Pete Buttigieg was on with Neil Cavuto. He is saying, look for a better performance from our airlines, including Southwest, which got into trouble and was fined substantially. In fact, let you hear just a quick clip from Neil Cavuto's show yesterday on Fox with Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary. Here he is.
So today there's definitely a lot of weather having an effect, but should be something that the airlines will be able to work through. Definitely encourage anybody with travel plans to frequently check in with your airline. Of course, a year ago we had a major storm, but the outcome was different. Every airline was knocked back, but all of the airlines recovered relatively quickly, except one. That was Southwest Airlines. And after that meltdown, I made clear that we were going to be putting them under a microscope, making sure they took care of passengers with refunds and reimbursements, and investigating what happened so that we could hold them accountable. Today, we're announcing that that investigation is complete. It's resulted in a record enforcement action, a penalty of $35 million in cash and $140 million in total value. That's really designed not just for accountability over what happened with Southwest, but to send a message to the entire airline industry to take care of your passengers or be held accountable.
What does that mean, though, Secretary? When we talk about taking care of passengers, of course, there are acts of God and storms and flooding and all the rest, and then something that an airline, in the case of Southwest, was ill-prepared to address and didn't have people in the right place at the right time. It sort of was a domino effect. So what is their responsibility?
Yeah, I'll give you some examples. So our investigation found that customers were not able to get someone on the phone, sometimes having to wait for hours. And the only thing more frustrating than getting to the airport, finding out your flight was canceled, was taking hours to get anybody on the line from the airline who could tell you what was going to happen next. Another example is notifications that a flight was canceled, something an airline should tell you as soon as they know. But in this case, the system had broken down so completely at Southwest Airlines that passengers left their homes not knowing their flights were already canceled and only found out once they got to the airport. These are examples of things that airlines are responsible for handling. Look, we don't want to be unfair about this. We know that nobody controls the weather, but airlines are responsible for their own systems, their own treatment of passengers. That's part of what led to this record enforcement action. Now, as I said, there's $35 million in a fine, but the majority of that penalty is actually going to be paid to passengers. The way it works is that for the next 3 years, Southwest will be required to pay an additional $75 in vouchers or credits to any passenger who experiences a cancellation or major delay, up to $90 million. That's something that is designed to make sure that some of the value of this enforcement action, most of the value of this enforcement action, is going not to the U.S. Treasury, but to passengers who will benefit going forward. And again, changing the incentives so that airlines know that you can't cut corners and you shouldn't allow anything to happen that would leave you vulnerable to this kind of meltdown. What happened a year ago with Southwest should never happen again.
Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, can you tell that we're coming upon a presidential election year? And all of a sudden, they're cutting checks for $75 to passengers. All of a sudden, it's almost hilarious watching Pete Buttigieg on Fox News of all places with Neil Cavuto. He says it's going to be better. Now, I don't know about you, just to give you a quick idea, I honestly believe, and I'm traveling on Friday. Don't know when you're traveling, or if you're traveling at all, but I don't know that it's going to get any better. I'm sorry, but I just don't know. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to check in with Andy McCarthy from Fox. He has been following the Biden crime family story. And one of the things that I think is fascinating is that this is a story that has been going on, and it's been kind of bubbling up over the last, 5 years? 5 years? 5 years. And so this is, everything you're hearing now, and the name Kevin Morris, the Hollywood attorney, who's given something like $3 or $4 million to Hunter Biden to pay taxes, back taxes, What in God's name is going on? We're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Vegas Golden Knights start a four-game road trip today that takes them back east. Goaltender Aiden Hill apparently aggravated a lower body injury in Sunday's game, and Logan Thompson needs a rest, so the team called up Yuri Patera.